This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It'll be like a flight that gets you safely to New Delhi on time, but with moments of turbulence. The World Bank thinks 2014 is going to be a good year for many economies around the globe. 2.4% growth last year could be 3.2% this year. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us with more. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, David.
Now, this forecast for the world economy is surprisingly upbeat. You've been talking to the World Bank. What got into them?
The key thing, I think, is their view that the rich countries are finally beginning to turn a corner. We've got the Eurozone now starting to grow, and the United States picking up a bit of pace as well. And that, they think, is actually very positive news for the developing world. Sure, there are risks, and of course that improvement in the United States is indirectly the biggest single risk, because the possibility that Federal Reserve tapering, the withdrawal of the extraordinary stimulus the Fed has been pushing into the US economy, that has the potential to disrupt global financial markets. But on balance, the bank's economists reckon the developing world is very much looking at a slightly improving outlook over the next couple of years.
Now, you mentioned tapering by the Fed, by the Bank of England, by the European Central Bank. When that happens, interest rates rise, capital flies back to the richer economies and can actually hurt the developing world. Is that factored into this forecast?
It's certainly factored into what might go wrong. When I spoke to one of the senior economists at the bank who was behind this report, he was arguing that what we've actually seen in the last year has been quite a lot of financial market turbulence on the talk of tapering, speculation about exactly when and how quickly. What happened when the Fed actually started doing it was not insignificant, but it was much more moderate. So the World Bank, I think, is taking some comfort from that, hoping that, if you like, that the markets have already got a good deal of their reaction in anticipation of it taking place.
Speaking from London, the BBC's Andrew Walker. Andrew, thanks.
My pleasure, David.